Now, if you can't get tickets to Smokey in the Mirror tomorrow night, there's another option, right?
Right, and the tickets for this are becoming more scarce by the hour, too. Just know this. Joe Ely will be at the, in the Star Theater at Walton Arts Center. It'll be an acoustic show. Mm-hmm. That's tomorrow night. He formed the legendary band Flatliners with Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Butch Hancock. He's also worked with, this is a partial list, I mean collaborated with, recorded with, written with, Townes Van Zandt, mm-hmm. Guy Clark, mm-hmm. Bruce Springsteen, The Clash, Uncle Tupelo, Alejandro Escovedo, The Chieftains, Jay McMurtry, Lyle Lovett, John Hyatt. That's a partial list.
You don't get more diverse than that.
The guy's a legend. He's 70 years old, but this isn't like a retrospective sort of showcase show. He's still in great shape, still rocking. It's the acoustic show. It's going to span his entire career. Mm-hmm. He's toured, obviously, for decades. He says he still loves it, and he told me earlier this week he still recalls almost every place he's been all over the world.
Well, you know, I remember most of the places that I've been, and a lot of times it's like, you know, I might not have been to Fayetteville, but I might have been like somewhere out in a suburb or a close town or something. You know, I have on my webpage, I have a list of all the gigs that me and my band members and everything can remember since we first began.
So this is being billed by Walton Arts Center as Joe Ely Acoustic. I imagine we'll still hear a lot of songs from Panhandle Rambler.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm doing a lot of songs from there, from the last three or four albums, and then going all the way back to my first records back in the 70s.
How do you decide what, when you've got the catalog you have and you've collaborated with as many people as you have, how do you decide what you might put together for a show or a tour?
That is a good question. I wish I could answer that. But no, it takes, I study it. Mainly it comes down to what things that I feel like I want to play that make a good set, you know, that kind of the songs kind of connect together, like either in an era of what I was going through or what I was reading, or you know, the band that I had together at the time. And you know, certain things just kind of connect, and I kind of just follow my whims. I've been working this week on some songs from several records ago, did a record called Love and Danger, and I've been kind of connecting with that and connecting it with the most modern thing, which is Satisfied at Last.
Does it ever surprise you that decades in, that you still enjoy doing this as much as you do?
It does surprise me. I really, you know, although when I first started playing and when I was about 15 or 16, I realized right then that that's what I was going to do all my life. And I really respected guys that made a whole career out of music, you know, guys like Muddy Waters and you know, a lot of the, of course, Guy Clark was, you know, songwriter all of his life. And I really respect people that tell their entire story of their life in different songs. I can think of different struggles that I was going through that I put together a song, and that helped me get through that struggle. And you know, either in relationships or, you know, all different things. So it's really, for me, it's just a matter of keeping them fresh, and that's what I've been doing all this last week, is kind of digging through and finding out what would be a good set to play for Fayetteville. Yeah, there's a couple of songs that I've decided to play that I actually wrote what are those places that have rocking chairs on the porch?
Cracker Barrel?
Cracker Barrel.
Really?
For some reason, every time I go into a Cracker Barrel, I write a song, and I think I've only been into one twice, so it's like I dug those songs out, and I'm going to play them when I get there.
Is it a secret which one or two of those might have been written on a rocking chair at Cracker Barrel? Do you want to keep that to yourself?
Yeah, there was one called You Can Bet I'm Gone that was written, I think, at a Cracker Barrel out by Texarkana.
This old world is a funny old place. You're always running same old race. You work and slave, try to ease your mind. The very things you strive for, you gotta leave behind. What I know so far, near as I can tell, heaven's here on earth.
And Joe Wheeley will be in Star Theater at Walton Arts Center tomorrow night. You can learn more about the show at waltonartcenter.org. And more about Joe Ely at Ely.com. That's ELY.com.
You can bet I'm gone. When the lonesome freight train whistle blows, it's a weary song. When I see the light of a brand new dawn. When I say goodbye, you can bet I'm gone.